Stoughton, the New Hope Ladies Auxiliary has continued its tradition of showing support for the New Hope Pioneer Lodge in Stoughton. The auxiliary was formed in the early 1990s. This is as far back as the records go, according to Treasurer Lynn Young. This organization provides funds for the little extras for the lodge's residents. Over the years, they have purchased a padded safety belt, drapes for multiple rooms and a Broda chair. They were able to purchase chair covers for the dining room and recently an oxygen concentrator. Before COVID-19, the women have held bingos for the residents, hosted a Valentine's party in February and a fancy tea party for Mother's Day in May. In August, an ice cream social was held and for Halloween another party could be created. December they would cook a meal for all the residents with all the trimmings. After the past 2 years of COVID-19 restrictions, Young explained they are no longer allowed to cook any special meals or bring baked goods for the residents. This has been a disappointment to the auxiliary, as this brings a great deal of joy to the residents. Every year the auxiliary asks for people to sponsor a resident at the New Hope Pioneer Lodge, as not all the residents have family nearby. The sponsor is responsible for providing their special person, a gift on their birthday and one at Christmas, something the residents look forward to, explained Young. Anything more is up to the sponsor. In the past they organized tea and bake sales, and a welcome back bake sale at the Stoughton Central School. In 2021, the Stoughton Credit Union had decorated a tree that held envelopes with a monetary value for service clubs only. Each club was able to pull an envelope and that money went directly to the club. Young was the lucky one to pull the largest amount for the New Hope Ladies Auxiliary. With membership down, they are looking for help. Anyone wishing to join is great, they would welcome, as Young said their membership is getting older. As it stands right now, they do not have regular meetings, they gather when an issue arrives or decide on a donation. Young went on to say that they have not done any fundraisers due to the issues with COVID, and the low membership. Anyone wishing to help this group with a donation would be appreciated, so they can continue to help the lodge.